Hi, this is Courtney with Ascent Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Ascent Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for
it's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota. Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHND. 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. Rick Henson is my name. Our David Adams is just literally walking into the studio inquiring. I know he'll be asking, why is the microphone at the window? Well, we were trying to listen to a little steam engine earlier. How you doing there?
Are you sure you weren't trying to find birds in the nest? You know, chirpy, chirpy, cheep, cheep.
Well, that's not a bad imitation. Busy program in the first hour, of course. It's a spring sponsor showcase. It's all things ZBS Auctioneers. We have Gil Steedsman here. We'll chat with him in just a moment or two. Right now, the lovely South Dakota native, her name is Tommy Lahren. She has Fox News commentary.
Fox News commentary.
The FAFSA website is a total disaster, and parents and students are left in limbo because of it. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
Leave it to the federal government to botch everything it touches. That's the case for the FAFSA, Free Application for Federal Student Aid website. Due to a series of technical difficulties and government bureaucrat incompetence, prospective college students and their families have been left in a lurch waiting to see how much federal student aid they qualify for. Applicants were supposed to have access to the new form in January, but technical issues delayed that. Schools were supposed to get the info at the end of January, but that was pushed to mid-March, and now the forms have processing issues to boot. What a mess. The head of the FAFSA office announced he would step down, but more needs to be done. You know, college admissions are stressful enough without the Department of Education fumbling one of its most important jobs. College is also expensive enough without having to deal with government BS. This should be a national outrage, and I'm really shocked it hasn't gotten more attention. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
What the Mix, 1470 KHND.
And we're back. The program powered by Ascent Motors, south of the overpass on U.S. 281 in Carrington. RJ and RDA here this morning. How you doing there, sir?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well,
It's May Day.
I know it's May Day, and I feel at home because it's May. Well, because it's Communist Day.
Communist Day. So you feel at home on Communist Day.
Yeah. I feel like a real good North Dakota communist.
Oh, you like what King Doug does then, huh?
Him too.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll talk more about that on after 11. But first, let's talk about ZBS Auctioneers. Gil Seedsman in the house, owner and proprietor of ZBS Auctioneers. And he's, what is he doing? He's digging up. Oh, he's digging. Getting headsets.
Headsets.
On.
Yeah,
getting squared away here.
Yeah, how you doing, Gil Seedsman?
I'm doing all right. Guten Morgen.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah.
Oh, Guten Morgen. I didn't ever heard that for a long time.
Yeah. I learned a few things over in Germany.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen. I thought it was Farfenugen.
Yeah.
Well, already, you know, it's May now, but you've had a busy couple of months with auctions already, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been pretty full in April. We did a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Put a lot of things behind us. Guns, coins, collectibles, some farm equipment, farm machinery type thing, households, yes. And it's just like the new world coming here, you know. They got the online and the live, and some people like live, some people like online. So I think the live online is the way to go.
The live online, yeah. There you go.
They can catch them all, you know. Yeah, some of them guys were out in their tractors.
Oh, sure.
Bidding on the last sale, and we really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But one guy said he was pulling a calf and forgot.
Uh-oh.
And he wanted to bid on the tractor.
Oh, no.
Well, that's when you're supposed to put in your max bid. Mm-hmm. So people, you know, they're growing pains. They're going to get used to it.
Yeah,
sure. Right,
yeah,
right.
Especially me. I kind of like standing out there, you know,
biddly bombing. I like having the card, the colored card to the number as you show
bid, up. Bid high, bid often.
Because I bid on something one time, and luckily I didn't end up with it because that wasn't something that I wanted or even to bid on it. But I just decided to scratch my head.
Yeah, that happens.
That way, woof. I go, what? Well, thank goodness there was a lot more people that wanted it than me. So
our last sale that we had live with the coins, the Adam sale,
yes,
went very well. Mm-hmm. And there was one lady in the crowd, and she says, I've never been to an auction before. She said, and I want to buy. I just don't know how to bid. And she we were already selling when I asked her if she needed help. And I just told her, I says, I'll tell you when it gets too high, just keep bidding. Yeah, it was good.
Good, good, good.
But, you know, you mentioned this earlier that, you know, with the coin sale, that you've had several of those now in the last couple of years. And there's a lot of buyers for coins around.
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it comes to collectors as opposed to people that buy for resale or dealers, you know, you're covering the whole thing. Plus, then you get some family involved once in a while. Mm-hmm. Silver prices have been up and down. You know, when they fluctuate between $25 to $29 an ounce, or gold, it was cruising pretty good past 24 something here just before we had the sale. Then that Monday, it dropped like $50.
Well, of course it would, yeah.
But still at $2,400, $2,300, gold is...
Still pretty good.
A lot of people probably bought it back when it was $300-some an ounce and put it away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff, though. Coins, if there's people out there that need to get rid of coins, we would be very interested in setting up another sale because it went very well.
Oh, good.
You know,
and
we were happy.
That's kind of a thing that gets a lot of interest, too, because
people
want them for a multitude of different reasons.
Yes. You know, give us a call on the coins. Guns, too. You know, before you go to a dealer, and I don't want to shoot myself in the foot here with dealers, but before you go to a dealer, give me a call, and I can assess it or appraise it and tell you about maybe what you could expect to get, whether it's an auction or so on and so forth. Now, one of the coin sales we had, we kind of figured it out. If they took it to a dealer, what the dealer would have to get them, they still got double of what a dealer would have given them after the auction sale and all our expenses there. Wow. And the Eagles has been very cordial, helping us out, so that's pretty good for us also. And
yeah, you need a really good place, a large place, I guess, to accommodate all this.
Well, you know, the one we did last year, the Succumlin out there from Keefe, and we had that out at the golf course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which the golf course is amazing. You know,
it is,
We were a little packed in there, but we made it, and it all turned out really good. But the gold and the silver that was there were some very unusual pieces, and so it was another good day.
Well, there's probably a lot of people out there that, you know, we don't know about that collect coins and and guns, and maybe they're thinking, well, maybe this is the time to sell.
You know, especially when you've got silver. Silver seems to get a lot of people going. Gold does too, but you know, it trims it down. Silver, you can, you know, like people can afford a four-door, not always a two-door hardtop. Same difference. And, you know, you start sticking out $2,400 for a little ounce of gold. I'd like to say that about copper. Copper's on the rise. You know, you keep watching that. That's rising. So
yeah, we see that on the show Moonshiners when they try to make stills. A sheet of copper, they say, is just insane.
Amazing, amazing. Speaking of that, I'm going to Virginia soon.
Really?
Well, Dakota's going to change of command, and he's going to retire.
And that's your son, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to get real close to that.
Culpeper, Virginia.
Yeah, I'm going to be real close there, and I'm going to try.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
One that of my grandkids said you should wear your bibs without the shirt.
Yeah, said, like Tim Smith.
Better not.
You can wear the shirt.
Yeah, I wear the shirt. No, actually, the sales have been going good. You know, we've been getting the advertising out. Things are changing a little bit with the advertising. As you know, you're helping out. So I'll shut up until your news break.
Yeah, we'll talk more with Gil Seedsman. It's a spring sponsor showcase.
That's who we're talking to?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The main man.
Clean your glasses. We'll come back and chat more and talk all things ZBS Auctioneers. This program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. In Carrington, it's a spring sponsor showcase. All things ZBS Auctioneers this morning. And everything you wanted to know or afraid to ask, you can find out right now with Gil Steedsman.
Yeah, if they got a question about anything that might be collectible. Because right now, there's a pretty volatile market out there. Sports cards. Some sports cards are, are very sought after. And, of course, that ranges from Mickey Mantle, Babe Ruth, you know, them kind of players, all the way on up to what's going on right now, up to, you know, through Michael Jordan, basketball, baseball, football. So some of the newer ones, it's hard to keep up with because things change so fast. And did you know that they're not even making card sets anymore? Unless you're an important player. So I asked just the other day for a Volson card. There's only one card that the guy said that he could find online, and it's not even a Topps or a, you know, something like that. And, yeah, and they, you know, they used to get the whole set, and everybody had a hero, regardless if it was a quarterback or running back. But so that's it's pretty interesting. I been dealing with some by the name of Jordan Lawler. His mother comes from Watford City. So he's playing for the Diamondbacks, shortstop, getting started, had a little bit of surgery here not too long ago. So he, actually, he's not active right now, but he did get into the World Series last year. Okay. So, yeah, he's a North Dakota boy there, plus all the other North Dakota boys that we know about. You know, Volson up the road. He's going to have a big shindig in Harvey here this summer. That's good.
Yeah, the big camp,
sports cards is good. You know, guns all the time.
Hey, one more sports card. If someone had a Harmon Killebrew card, would that be worth anything?
There again, condition and year.
Okay.
And he used to play for the Washington Senators before he jumped over to the Twins. So it all depends on rookie cards and so on and so forth. Brings up another thing.
Right.
Somebody just sent me a rookie card picture of Jesus Christ autographed. Now just stop and think about that. And then this person said, if that was his rookie card, wouldn't he be in a manger? So, yeah, stop and think about it. You know, but, hey, one of a kind, huh?
Yeah.
I guess.
Maybe we should all have a Jesus Christ rookie card.
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
I'd need one.
I didn't mean to get off into that subject here, but I thought it was cool. No, one thing we want to keep in mind that we're dealing with is the Brown sale that we had last week online. We're also selling the Farmstead south of Harvey. Oh, by Jeffy's place.
Jeffy, when you drink the cocktail?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and that farmstead is 7 miles south of the Artos.
Okay.
2 east and 1.75 miles to the south. So if anybody wants to take a look at that, they can give me a call, you know, or call Ben at Integrity. Ben's got, he's out at McGilkey's right now dealing with that. And plus he's going to be having his spring showcase, and I think he's probably done some advertising with him already. Mm-hmm. But then we got the Gumringer sale coming up on the 6th, so that'll be just live, and I think online, I think. Can't keep up with it all anymore, but I know we'll be out there. We also been commissioned to do a sale for Lois Wells over in Martin.
Okay.
And it's not going to be an auction sale because there is 20 China hutches full of old glassware, teacups, bird figurines, just anything you can imagine. It took the girls almost the whole day just to clean out the kitchen and get in boxes.
Oh my goodness.
And tell you what's there. So we're going to run like a tag sale, estate sale, glorified rummage sale, but it'll be controlled by us.
Right, right.
Okay. It'll be like a full price day and a half price day and a gimme day and on and so forth. And we also have Curtis Martin estate sale coming up. Not, you know, over south of Keefe, about 4 miles. I think it's 4 miles south of Keefe. And then a couple to the west, and I guess I don't have it right in my head right now, but it'll be on all the advertising.
Sure.
He unfortunately passed away. It's Grace's cousin, and very eccentric. Some cool stuff out there.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of neat.
And what else? Oh, there's a Miller sale coming up in Minot that we're going to be selling a household up there, and a couple other people in the area have asked us to come and look, so... You know, Grace and I are moving around trying to find stuff. Ben's finding stuff, you know, and we got Big Steve, you know, he helps out and looks around for things. We got some pretty good helpers out there that help us, you know, all the way from the Schmitzes to Joey Fowle to Justin. He helps us out, you know. So I like it when the crew's working together. Even Chad Bush last year got involved in us. You put him into an engine. Him and Joey, you put them into an engine, and if something's going to run, it's going to run.
Something's going to get there. Yeah.
So anyway, that worked out pretty good, and we were pretty happy with the Brown sale. That everything, all the motors that we had to really deal with ran. I can't believe how it did. Well, Larry Schmitz comes out and helps us, too, with tractors especially. That guy's a guru. He looked down and said, well, this wire's on wrong. Well, you know, the old Ford tractors, you're going to have a negative or a positive feedback, and something got hooked up wrong, and here goes Larry, changes out the wire that melted, puts it on, and it runs like a dream. That ended up going down to Bismarck.
Oh.
Yeah, we sent that out the other day.
Cool.
But as far as collectibles and prices, we do appraising. If you need something appraised, you know, there's unfortunate situations, and then there's nursing home situations, and we can do appraising for that. The land, it gets a little tricky there, but I can get some help in that regard. And but I, as far as collectibles and antiques and guns and coins, I don't want to, you know, wave my flag too high, but yeah,
you can do it.
I can do it.
And yeah, you don't need to call these monstrous places from way, but you know, way down the road, and you can take care of it.
Well, you know, people seem to see the advertising on the internet and say, oh, gee, you know, I might have this comic book or this coin. You know, and you don't have to sell it. You don't have to. I don't always have to get paid for appraising. I think I'm appraising all week long all the time for people. So just let me know what you've got, and if we can help you out, you know. Like these past few sales, they were good.
Good. Nice.
You know, when the dealers are out there saying, we can't even come to your auction sale and buy coins because it's too high. Then they start asking, you think we could get some of that Wells County money? I said, well, you know, if you want to bring some coins. But, you know, there's a difference with an estate.
Yeah.
And somebody that never really intended on selling his coins for a business, it's a big difference. But I guess there's nothing too big or too small.
You know, you mentioned a couple of years ago when you did this spring sponsor showcase, you thought, well, this is probably 2-3 years ago. You said you're thinking the in-person sales were kind of a thing of the past, but it doesn't look like it.
No, not really. There's people that come and tell us that they really miss them. We also know life is changing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. It always does.
You know, a lot of times they're a big social event, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And But the families are getting smaller. You know, when I first started in 81, and I can't even tell you how many years ago that was. I'd have to sit down and write it down. But in 81, you know, the neighbors would help. The family would help. Mm-hmm. There's the kids over there, the cousins over here, the aunt and uncles, yep. And so on and so forth. And even like right now when we've been doing some sales, there is no family, you know, that's close by. So we're even lining things up. Speaking of that, Ben, the other day, he got a call, and they hauled in some containers, them steel containers.
Oh, shipping containers.
So he's got to be doing some of that, too, over there. And
wow. Yeah.
His place got buggered up a little bit by the highway.
Yeah, with the they're going to put passing lanes in.
Yeah, right there in front of Ben's will be a turning lane, yep.
Yeah, I see it right where he puts the vehicles for display, and it's all piled up with...
Yeah, they got a little close to a couple of the last vehicles. Well, if I remember right, the Lincoln that we sold last week, oh boy, was that a 06 or an 09? And, you know, we were thinking $4,000 to $5,000, and it was over $8,000. So we're happy there. Yep.
So certainly you're looking to sell. You're going to.
Well, they should. You know, people should consider that. Even if, you know, they set their vehicle out on the road and they want X amount of dollars, you know, give us a call and try it. We only go up. We don't usually go down. So,
yeah, right.
You know, if you want $4,000 for something, maybe we'll get a chance to get you $8,000 and there'll be plenty of cash.
Right.
You know, extra even after our fee. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I think that the thing that always gets me is somebody want to have a car pickup and it'll be like in the middle of nowhere. For sale, and sits there for two years that way.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that's not, by the time they get to the point where they're going to sell, it's not going to be worth anything because it's just going to deteriorate.
Well, if they're realistic in their price, it's fine. Yeah. But,
yeah, that's,
you know,
true. That's true.
That's another thing. It might be sitting there because they're unrealistic in price as far as too high.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's crazy. What's the oddest thing you've ever sold on Lockton?
Oh, boy. Well, some of it I can't mention.
Okay.
You know, it's, some of it I can't mention. But, you know, there's a lot of odd things over the years, things that you have to really study and look at. Just the other day, we looked at a potato slicer. A potato slicer, a big cast iron.
Commercial?
Yeah, huge. And
for making fries,
you know,
or something?
Yeah,
or sliced potatoes.
I'd like to see how it really works. I should study online about it. But we looked it up, and it was a potato slicer. It's a huge cast iron thing. You put your finger in there, something's going to be crinkled and gone. You know? So it's just oddball things like that, you know. And, you know, and then, of course, there's unmentionables. But you know, there's a big following for ethnic advertising. Is that proper to say?
Sure.
Ethnic advertising, whether it's postcards and... And you never know, and you're sitting there with a 1909 SVDB penny.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, that was the first year of the Lincoln pennies, and Victor D. Brenner was the designer. And you don't know. I mean, if it's a 1909 or 1909 VDB or an S or an SVDB, you know. And just a regular coin can be $700 to $1,200 right now. $14,000 sitting out there to $22,000. There's a air on a $22,000 or the 55 double die. It's different things like that. You just never know.
Right.
And silver dollars is really crazy.
Now, before you got into the auction game, were you into coins and collectibles like that?
I started collecting coins in 1964.
Oh, wow.
Used to go down to the First Aid Bank when it was down the other end of town, or the street, I should say. And take our lunch money, and I wouldn't eat for a couple days, and I think it was a quarter back then, so I'd go get a roll, and I'd go through them at Jack's Bulldrome, you know, and then if I pulled a few out, I'd have to add a couple, run back down, get another roll. I'd do that during my lunch hour.
Oh, wow. Sure. That's neat.
Yeah. Cool. That was a penny for a penny. You know, now you go to a coin shop, they... Yeah, they're not a penny for a penny anymore.
No. A little higher.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But collecting is many different ways. I mean, you can collect the new stuff and then start looking for rarities as far as, conditions and
some people just like to get a set of the best they can of those years. It doesn't have to be anything special. You know,
the quarters were a big thing. They're not real valuable, but it gives somebody something to do. Beanie Babies, nah. But it gave people something to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Just imagine how much gasoline was used to run after Beanie Babies. Man, oh, man.
I never thought about that.
I know. People were running all over the place. I know of people that were buying, you know, the Happy Meal to get the Beanie Baby and throwing the Happy Meals away because they were getting too many. Yeah.
Hey, was going back to money, wasn't that back in Bicentennial, 76, the $2 bills that were coming out?
There was $2 bills, and then they marked a lot of the coins, too, Bicentennial coins.
That's right. Because I remember as a kid, 76, I would have been like 9 years old, and that was always people would give me a $2 bill for a gift. I'm like, wow.
That was a big deal. Even when I was a kid, that would have been back in the 60s. A $2 bill was pretty cool. Of course, they were, you know, the old style, and some of them are still pretty valuable. But there again, when it comes to currency, the condition.
Right.
There's rarity, too, because the First State Bank had money for their bank, you know, with their bank signature on them. So, I'd love to find one. If anybody out there's got one, give me a call. Yeah, no. I'd love to find one. Tokens is another big thing right now. Good tokens. I've got a guy that just talked to me yesterday. He's got some 48 tokens. Now, we're talking about 48's soldier of the fort time, you know, 1800s, not the town fort. So that kind of stuff is very valuable.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
I think about all the stuff that, you know, people years ago just thought it was junk and threw away. Now it's worth some money now.
Yeah, you know, it's true, especially people, you know, the old thing always, mom threw out my sports cards, you know.
Yeah.
Or we put Mickey Mantle on the back of our bike. Hey, cool, I got Mickey Mantle on the back of my bike. You know, if you had Mickey Mantle in a really good condition right now, just about any card's probably $300 to $500.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And if you had his rookie card.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well.
I had two ticket stubs to a doubleheader. It was in September, can't remember the date, but 52. So he'd have been a rookie. And somebody talked me out of them ticket stubs. Mm. You know,
Here's a question for you. We, in our basement, we have two large mixing boards that pair together.
That's right, I've seen them.
The TX.
Yeah, and they're... what's the date on those, you think, RDA?
Those, I can tell you exactly when they were, 1976.
You know, and as opposed to having them sitting in our basement, you know, a guy should sell those sometime.
Get them out of there.
Would that be something that, you could put on, like, sure. You know, when Ben has a consignment?
See, there's a prime example. Not a lot of people in Harvey probably want a mixer, not saying there isn't somebody out there that wants it, but there's somebody a long ways away
that would have it
that in. Would like that and have it shipped.
This particular one, that there's two sections of it, the main section of it, that section I bought personally, not for me, but for my advertising agency. Then it ended up at KBMR, and through
the guy who owned this before us, Nick
Knopp. He added there was extenders you could get, so they had that and added that in there. And the thing was still working when it came out.
Yeah, you guys, you know, that'd be a good idea. You know, this has been a few years back, was called out to a place and wanted me to buy. It was a rummage sale, but they wanted me to buy. So I bought a few things and brought out a guitar and an amp. And it was an old hollow body Harmony electric guitar, Western style. And this amp was a little dinky Fender, you know, just a little box. And, you know, I don't want that thing. So the guy almost forced it on me. I think I bought $75 worth of stuff. He says, just give me that $100 bill and you can have the guitar and the amp. Well, this is a long time ago, and I'm like, I don't know if it's worth anything. Well, I gave it to my youngest boy, who's kind of a connoisseur of that stuff.
Right.
He got a hold of me, and he says, not so much the guitar, Dad, but do you know what that little Fender is worth? And he told me it was over $1,200 at the time. And I said, that old Fender, he said, some of the artists today are looking for that because of the tubes and sound, you guys understand the sound quality. And just that little dinky amp they practice with.
Yeah. Well, in fact, there's some actually record with those because set the thing at home the way they like it, bring it in there, and then yep. stick it in front of the mic and off.
But you know, I never made a dime on that amp.
Huh.
I gave it away to the son.
Oh, who'd you give it to?
The son.
Ah, well, you're forgiven for that. Then.
So that happens too.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Well, this is some interesting stuff. You know, auctions are in a very interesting in of itself, and you never know what people are looking for. I guess
records.
Yeah,
records are sparking up again. And I just had somebody talk to me about that today. And I had just bought down in Fargo in a thrift store. I bought. It's Roberta Flack, right?
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
And the song in there is, oh, goodness, it just slipped my mind. I really like this. First time ever I saw your face.
So
I walked up to the counter, and it said $9.95 on it, but I didn't realize that's what somebody had bought it for and brought it. And then $2?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff's out there.
Right?
Crazy.
It's a fascinating world. It really is.
Yeah. And if anybody needs any questions, you know, give me a call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody can find Gilstein's.
Mm-hmm.
And give me a call, and we can help you out.
Now, here's the other question. Here's the other question. Now, your shop out there in the southwest edge of town, it's almost like a museum in of itself.
Yeah, it's bourbon and bullion.
Yeah. But you have a lot of memorabilia on the walls.
Yes, there's a lot of Harvey signs that were in Harvey. I have a few others, too, but... that's what I kind of search for is the Harvey stuff.
Now, can one just say, hey, give you a call? Can I take a look at that? Just
anytime the door's open, I'm there.
Yeah,
they drive by it. There's a lot of people drive by. What I should do is put some chairs out and some refreshments, because some of them just like to sit there and look for a long time and then ask questions and take up my time. But
I just love the old, for example, the old K&J diner signs.
Yeah, but what about the Nesbitt?
And the Nesbitt from here. Yeah.
The Nesbitt sign. Still not on the wall yet, Rick, but it'll get there. I have to bother some local guys with a scissor lift, and I hate to do it all the time.
But, you know, this place here was the Nesbitt Jewelers.
Yeah.
I remember it as a kid. I do.
Yeah.
All right. Gil Steedsman, thanks for coming by this morning.
All right, you guys.
Take care.
Have a good day.
You bet.
11:01, another hour of talk straight ahead. John DeBellius from the Bowden Country. This program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Good morning.
Cooperative. News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND Harvey.
Second hour of the program on the way, powered by Bassett Motors, south of the overpass on US 281 in Carrington.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bassett Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota. Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470, KHND 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. Rick Jensen along with you, RDA, will be here directly. And... quicken the, somebody lost four white boxes marked beans and lentils somewhere between north of Harvey and the Esmond area. If you run into these white boxes that say beans and lentils on, they fell off the back of a vehicle, call 426-5258, 426-5258. It's Wednesday. That might mean that John DeBilius from the Bowden Country is on the line. You there?
I'm here. How about you?
I'm here as well. Just waiting for the next rain event, just like you are, right?
Absolutely. What a wonderful rain event. Man, I tell you what, that washed and cleaned everything up. I don't think anybody's going to have to do their exterior windows now.
How much rain did you get out of that Bowden Country last night?
In the 70 hundreds area.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And as I drive through the country, every drainage ditch is doing what it's supposed to do. It's delivering water downstream.
Ah.
So, yeah, let's get the streams and rivers all filled up real nice for that good old fishing season, because looks like we might have time to learn how to do that this year.
Yeah.
Well, you can go fishing without water, but you don't do very well.
Well, but it's all about the beer cooler, isn't it?
Well, if you have a big enough beer cooler, it won't make any difference for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Just a calm day on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just got to find a warm enough day to where you don't have to have Carhartts on in a boat.
Yeah.
Well, I bet it feels kind of cool out there today, huh?
It does, but it's 50.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
According to the vehicle I'm driving, it says 50, and that could be a feel-good thing for all I know. So.
Yeah, that's pretty close. Yep. Yeah. So,
what's it like at the northern border?
We're mostly cloudy in 48.
There we go.
Yep.
Mostly cloudy. Yeah.
Just waiting on the next rain event starting this evening, so hang on, you know.
But
I know
you
like
perfect. Perfect.
So. Well.
I almost expected you to say even more after that, but you withheld and kept your cool.
Oh, believe me. If I could speak the truth out of the other side of my mouth, you'd catch an earful.
Well, we're glad to hear you're not at one of our college campuses across the country smashing windows and trying to take over buildings in the name of down with the USA.
Well, you know, I'm more of a fireman, so on a deal like that, I just want to take one of them trucks with a water cannon on top of it and wash the filth away.
Yep.
And that's what it is. There's a lot of filth that, you know, they get their student loans forgiven by the Biden regime, and then they chant death to America.
Exactly. Wash them away, put them in a plane with some parachutes, just let them back out wherever they came from. We'll just guess. Columbia would probably work.
Well, you know, there's one of the things I was reading yesterday was some of the reactions of some of the students saying, They want people to bring them food and shelter and stuff while they're hanging onto that building because, you know, we need your help.
Well, doesn't Domino's deliver?
Well, I'm sure they do if you get a dollar.
Well,
but, you know, they just want you to bring it to them free.
Hmm.
You know, then they say, well, we should have amnesty for this, you know. And can we get this done this weekend? Because I got to get back to class on Monday. No, you won't because you're going to not have a class to go to on Monday because they're going to kick you butt out of there.
Exactly.
So they have no idea. These kids don't have any idea. And then there was a lady in there showing a picture and a video of her, and she was directing how to tell these people how to basically stage a riot in their own campus. And it's insane. Most of these guys that are doing it, they have no idea what they're doing. Everybody got together, and they were told to do that, and they're going to do that, and that's it.
You don't think they were in college to study law?
No, I don't think so. I think they were I think they may have been taking pottery 101.
They were taking pot?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
And some liberal arts.
Yeah.
You know. Liberal arts.
Yeah.
Well, you know, is this the same kind of ilk that was at the Dakota Access Pipeline debacle in North Dakota a couple of years ago, getting paid to be a protester? Are these what these kids are, you think, or are they just that idiotic?
I think that would be a big part of it, and then you just draw the others in that are not paid protesters, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. then you then you just ask for Marlboro Reds. Please bring us some Marlboro Reds. Mm-hmm. Well, that's one thing I remember they requested down there. So,
yeah, Troy, you know. Our buddy Troy says you should use your manure sprayer to spray the college kids with.
Mm-hmm. That would be so fun. Weren't they doing that in Europe?
That they were.
I kind of hate to waste the fertilizer, but right. it would be pretty fun.
It's a long-lasting effect.
The reaction.
Yeah. Another question, yep. Why is there riots on the campuses? Well, why are there... It all started with, the Israel and Hamas thing, and you had all these liberal outlets promoting the terrorist groups, the Hamas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it seems like these impressionable young college-age kids just got mm-hmm. right on the bandwagon, down with Israel, down with the U.S., and pro-terrorism. If they only knew... Hmm. What the terrorists would do to these very kids who are supporting them if they ever got a hold of them.
Well, that'd be a good place to drop them then.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, just kind of an experiment. You know, put some trackers on them and just kind of see what's going on there then. Might find all the other ones while you're at it.
Yeah, yeah, it's ironically, you got a lot of LGBTQ with all these different initial groups supporting Hamas. And they'd be the first ones Hamas would grab and put on the roof and throw off, you know.
Yeah. Don't those letters stand for something like, let's get rid of Joe Biden or something?
Yeah, it could be.
One could hope. Think,
yeah.
Well, we figured that. The other day there was 26 letters in the alphabet, 24 of them are used for your LGBTQMNLMPLTRSUV thing. Now, do you know how many actual letters there are in the alphabet? In the United States alphabet, in the English alphabet, do you know how many letters there are?
Oh, I think you hit me with that 2 weeks ago, and, you know, I'm still going to stand firm on that 26. So.
Right. It's not, though. It's only 24. L&M got kicked out for smoking.
Oh. Right.
That's the only one I remember from sixth grade, and I never forgot it.
Oh, my gosh, was that... decades ago, or should we say centuries?
Centuries. Probably be better. But yeah, it is. I mean, that's about the time the guys are 6 years old, and then they find out, they find they can tell jokes and find these bad, and they get really bad fast.
I wonder if they still do that these days.
I don't know. I think they're too busy looking at their phones.
Could probably be. You get all your information from that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of phones, did you see some of the video coverage of the over the weekend in New York with the protesters or whatever the hell they are? And
just a little bit of that. It was appalling.
I think in Georgia they had some of this going on. The state troopers came in and just picked them up like a bag of potatoes and carried them out one by one.
Poor guys. Couldn't you hire some bodybuilders for that?
Yeah,
you know, get like a paid workout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but see, somebody might get hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And?
And your point is? Yes. Oh, it's bad. Yeah.
You know, in the conservative states now, they know that I guess some of these imbeciles tried this and it was shut down immediately. And that's what should be done. Mm-hmm. Barney Fife says, nip it in the bud, you know?
Yep.
Nip it.
Definitely.
Nip it.
Huh? Nip it in the bud.
Definitely.
But yeah, I just...
You know, this is, you know, what you see on these campuses now is another reason why trade schools are so much better than colleges, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as we can keep finding people that are interested in attending trade schools.
Mm-hmm. We just got to get people from, you know, sitting around and collecting a government check, you know.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem. They don't want to work. If they don't want to work, and you end up in the...
Right. So in New York, though, police officers did dispose of Palestinian banners and raise the U.S. flag again.
Mm-hmm.
These kids in colleges taking down the U.S. flag and putting up... Hamas flag, I mean, and Palestinian flag. Did you hear this morning, too? The Biden regime want to start shipping in some of these mm-hmm. Palestinian refugees to the United States?
From Gaza.
From Gaza.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a completely open border, so we might as well just bring some more in.
Yeah, the Black Swan event, just hang on for the ride between now and Election Day.
Exactly.
Now, what would you do if something does, cut loose? I mean, not what you would do, but would you be surprised if something like that happened?
Not at all. Not anymore. No more surprises for me.
Now, there's something interesting on the Gateway Pundit. Headline, Hamas and supporters are not welcome on native land. Native Americans come out in force. They confront the pro-Hamas mob at UCLA in California and blast the Pledge of Allegiance over speakers, beat drums in support of Jews.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see that. So you got Native Americans now confronting the pro-Palestinian students. Wow.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hats off. Congratulations. Thank you. Good job.
Let's see that we have an audio clip here. Let's. They're doing the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance as they face off with the pro-Palestinian college kids. Wow.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm. They're holding up signs that Jewish students are welcome on native land.
Huh. Too bad I can't grow long hair anymore. I could just join right on in there.
Yeah, right. Too bad you can't grow any hair.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I know. Terrible. Yeah.
So this puts a different twist into things now. Are we going to have different ethnic groups, coming up like the natives did against the pro-Palestinian people? I mean, that's a whole different twist on this. I never expected to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wowzers.
Yeah.
That is something. So
we have a hard break coming up. Can you hang on?
I probably shouldn't. I'm taking my mother-in-law in for labs. I'm in a hospital, so be quiet and do the good thing. But
okay.
Tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, eat some beef and make some babies tonight.
There you go.
Good advice.
That's all we can do on a rainy day.
Yep. All right. Have a good one, my friend.
You too.
Bye. John DeBilius from the Bowdoin Country, 1131 program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Fox Business News and the Fox Business Network is next, and it's presented to you by our friends Brad Oschlager and Eric Tingey. They are your local New York Life Insurance Company agents. As your local New York Life Insurance Company agents, Brad Oschlager and Eric Tingey, they can work with you to identify your goals, understand your needs, and offer insurance and financial products that can help you achieve peace of mind. Get a hold of Brad or Eric at 324-2737. They bring us Fox Business News.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There were nearly 8.5 million job openings on the last day of March. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says the report is little changed from the month before. The number of hires also little changed at 5.5 million. Number of total separations declined to 5.2 million. Payroll processing company ADP reported 192,000 new jobs created in April, more than forecast. The ISM manufacturing report for April indicated business slowed last month. The Federal Reserve's meeting wraps up today with a news conference from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who will answer questions about the economy. CVS Health is reporting a weaker than expected quarter. It's lowering its forecast for the year. The drugstore chain and health insurer says it's dealing with higher costs for Medicare Advantage plans. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Something amazing is happening in meteorology. Climate researchers are weathering a data storm. That's because CDW transformed their devices and infrastructure to pre-configured Lenovo ThinkPads and powerful edge-to-cloud solutions, delivering faster insights to run more accurate forecast models. So it's almost like they're controlling the weather themselves. Lenovo and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com. Lenovo Climate.
11:33, the KHND weather. Guest this time, brought to you by Dakota Plains Chiropractic, Dr. Rob Gottenberg, D.C. Dr. Rob says, do you hurt? Do you have a thing called the ouch factor? Ouch, your back hurts, your neck, your shoulder, your back, your wrist, whatever hurts. Let Dr. Rob at Dakota Plains Chiropractic help you with either manual or activator method. You too can experience how it feels to be pain-free. Call 324-2262. Make your appointment today. Dr. Rob is available Monday through Friday. Fitness Center on the lower level of Dakota Plains Chiropractic. How you can get your membership for the Fitness Center. Again, 324-2262. Dakota Plains Chiropractic Fitness and Tanning Center. Meteorologist Stone Schaefer's at the KX Storm Team.
From the Storm Team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, mostly sunny, highs lower 60s, a west wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 20. Tonight, chance of rain, increasing clouds, lows in the lower 40s, a southwest wind 5 to 10. Tomorrow, rain, highs lower 50s, an east wind around 10 miles per hour. On Friday, another chance of rain, mostly cloudy, highs lower 50s, a west wind 15 to 25, wind gust up to 35. On Saturday, chance of rain, mostly sunny, highs lower 50s, a west wind 10 to 15, wind gust up to 25. On Sunday, another chance of rain, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s, a southeast wind 10 to 20, wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. On Monday, showers likely, partly sunny, highs mid 60s, a southeast wind around 15, wind gust up to 30. And on Tuesday, a chance of rain, partly sunny, highs lower 60s, an east wind 15 to 25, wind gust up to 35. Keep it right here for your latest forecast, The Mix, 1470, KHND, and 99.5 FM.
Hey, right now we have lots of sunshine, a few clouds here and there, 49 currently. West winds at 13, few gusts to 18, 73% humidity, dew point at 41. Did pick up 60 hundredths of an inch of rain late yesterday through the overnight. And another quick reminder, someone lost four white boxes marked beans and lentils between north of Harvey and the Esmond area. Fell off the back of a vehicle. And if you've seen these four white boxes laying on the highway or the ditch that say beans and lentils, please call 426-5258, 426-5258.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470, KHND, Harvey.
Fox News and information is on the way with a one-minute update. This report brought to you by Roberta Storm with State Farm Insurance and our friends at Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West Edge. That's Harvey Warehouse Grocery.
It's the big savings event all this week at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. 80% lean ground beef in a family pack, $4.39 a pound. Mexican large avocados, fresh mangoes, 4 for $5. Our family orange juice, 52-ounce container, 2 for $7. Mr. Dell's hash browns, $2.99. You'll find our family coffee selected varieties, $7.99. Vidalia sweet onions jumbo, 99 cents a pound. Boneless pork sirloin roaster chops in a family pack, $2.49 a pound. Totino's pizza rolls, two packages for $9. Banquet pot pies, 4 for $5. Our family waffles or pancakes, two boxes for only $5. And don't forget about their delicious roasted deli chicken, 4-piece and 8-piece. It's all cooked up, hot, juicy, and delicious. You just take it home or to your place of work. You got a great hot meal. And check out their website. The full flyer's right there, HarveyWarehouse.com. HarveyWarehouse.com or scan the QR code at the store. Harvey Warehouse Grocery.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say bugging? And why are you bugging?
I don't know what I'm doing. Why aren't you bugging?
Because we just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. And they're like there when you need them. Now quit bugging and say the jingle.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Contact Roberta Storr with State Farm Insurance in Harvey at 324-4318.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Police in New York City break up pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia and City Universities.
The NYPD enter the campuses and remove protesters who refuse to leave the area. Approximately 300 arrests were made, where preliminary charges range from trespass to criminal mischief to burglary.
NYPD Police Commissioner Edward Caban. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets again with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem.
Truce talks are also ongoing, and America's top diplomat is urging Hamas to accept Israel's latest offer. Mr. Netanyahu reportedly said if the militants don't drop their demand for a permanent ceasefire, there's no chance of a deal being reached.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Georgia House Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene says she'll demand a vote next week on removing Mike Johnson as Speaker for working with Democrats. America's listening to Fox News.
News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND Harvey.
Integrity Auctioneers presents the McGilkey Farm online auction south of Harvey, North Dakota. Tractors, vehicles, trailers, haying equipment, shop tools, livestock equipment, and household items. There's a nice F-350 Platinum pickup, Lakota conversion horse trailer, restored 1070 case tractor, and more. Auction ends Thursday, May 2nd at 1 p.m. Get registered and check it out at www.integrity.bid. Everything sells regardless of price. Integrity.bid.
Sacrifice. Opportunity. These values strengthen our communities. These are North Dakota values. My name is Jason Steidel. I lived several years with my family in Mexico, helping in an orphanage and doing missionary work. Spend any time in another country and you'll see that America's values and opportunities are worth fighting for. Vote Carissa Grothy, Larry Dan Duren, and Jason Steidel on June 11th, paid for by the candidates.
Hey, Bentley, I have more exciting news for you.
No way, what is it?
We have another new restaurant in town.
Seriously, where at?
118 West 8th Street in the former Spectators Building, the Hometown Tavern.
Mom, I'm not old enough to go in a tavern.
Bentley, it's a family-friendly restaurant until 9 p.m.
What are they serving?
Monday is Build Your Own Burger, Wednesday is Jess's home-cooked meals, and Saturday is steak, prime rib, chicken, and seafood. Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday is just good barbecue, and Sunday is a fun day.
Mom, no cooking for you tonight. Let's go.
To get your supper fix, come see us at the Hometown Tavern.
Mmm, I can't wait.
The Mix, 1470, KHND.
Hey, we're back, 1140, program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. You know, last evening when I was, you know, I go to bed early at night.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was about, I don't know, 8:30. I had laid my head down, was watching a little TV, and a message comes across my phone, and it came from an unknown source. And it was a political advertisement.
Really? For who?
For the Darker Alliance Foundation, I'm assuming.
Oh, wonderful.
Finken? Yeah. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Because it's part and parcel to the nonsense they've been putting out about Rick Becker. And it said this on my text message. It was a picture of Becker, and it says, Rick Becker, more illegal immigration, more crime. It's in the text, it says, Rick Becker's wrong on immigration, wrong on crime, voted to defund National Guard, voted to defund Highway Patrol, voted against Trump border wall. Becker's wrong for North Dakota. And, it's, and it says stop to end. And I replied back with F.O., commie. So,
that was short and sweet.
So I'm assuming, and of course you know what they say when you assume, but I it's a guess on my part this came from the Darker Alliance. And that's what we call it. What do they call it? What their real name is, like the Brighter Alliance or something stupid.
Yeah, it's,
has anybody else received something like this in a text message? I'd be curious to know.
I should look and see.
And how did they get my number? That's what I want to know. I don't get my phone number out. I don't. There's a few select people that have it, but I generally don't give it out. 701-324-4848, if you picked this, if you received a text message like this, and it's kind of funny, anyone that has paid any attention to Rick Becker knows this is all bunk.
Exactly.
He's one of the more decent, upright people that, want to be representing us, I guess, if you want to term it that way. But I'd be really, really curious if anybody else received these texts. That's the first one I've ever received something like that. Now, I was not impressed.
No, well, yeah. Getting something from that group wouldn't be very impressive anyway. Mm-hmm. But
listener said, yep, same one, identical to the one I got.
All right. So they are.
How are they getting these phone numbers? That's what I want to know.
Well, there's a bank of phones and numbers, and they can just dial the numbers, and they're going to hit and miss. Going to miss a lot of them, but they're going to be, yeah, it's not impossible to do. It's not necessarily easy to do, but you can do it.
Now, Rick Becker talked about this, the Darker Alliance and the nonsense they're pulling. You know, they put out mailers last week, cards, with his picture all over it. And, oh, you know, it's the same crap they tried the last go around. Let's see if we can find that audio from Rick Becker here.
Okay.
Because he pretty much debunks the nonsense. And here it is. Let's listen to a little bit of Rick Becker talking about this.
Hey, everyone. Rick Becker here. And I'm coming to you live. A lot of times when we do Facebook Lives, they're long. I answer questions. We have good dialogue. Sometimes I'm cooking. This will be quick, though. The reason I wanted to get out and talk to you is I think most, if not all of you, received a mailer. Probably yesterday. I received mine today. It's put out by Pat Finken and Brighter Future Alliance. Now, Pat Finken, who is a good friend of Senator Hovind's and was his campaign manager, has a record of being a propagandist and working through his Brighter Future Alliance to try and knock off conservatives, to try and defeat conservatives when they're running in primaries. So what he's doing in this campaign is just typical for him. He believes very much, he sort of emulates a very famous Nazi propagandist who is known for his quote, if you say a lie over and over, if you repeat it often enough, people will believe it. It will become the truth. And that's what Pat is doing on behalf of the Fedorchak campaign. So there are radio ads. There is this big old mailer. It's got a picture of me. Not too bad. Yeah, on the backside. Not so good. So I'll hand it to him. You got a good one there. Here's the thing, though. What he has, what he's saying is that I'm pro-illegal immigration and anti-police. What he has said in the past about me is that I'm anti-farmer and anti-education. So now I'm also anti-police, and I apparently love illegal immigrants. So for those of you who know me, you know this is a complete lie. I've had a lot of people reaching out and saying, hey, what's the deal? Because Pat has on here citations of actual bills. And see, that's the beauty of what he does. He pretends that he's just informing people because there's a real bill or resolution that was voted on, and I have a record of voting on it the way he says I did. But he completely misrepresents, and this is where the big lie comes in, what the bill or the measure actually is about. That's where he lies. So sure, I voted a certain way on a certain bill, but it's not about what he says. And then he moves on to say then, oh, because of this then, because of this first lie, now there's the bigger lie, he's anti-police. Let's get to the point. One of the things is this border wall. He says, I voted against Trump's border wall. Well, for one thing, that's not true. The state legislature doesn't vote for or against a border wall. And that I'm in favor of illegal immigration. Let me tell you, I have been in favor of a border wall publicly, and we can prove it if you look back on Facebook posts, on Facebook Lives, back in 2018, and I have been ever since. What he's referring to in the resolution, it says, so a resolution is not a law in the state, right? It's a resolution, it just has an effect. It's trying to send a message. In this resolution, it says, we urge our members of Congress to fund the border wall. We urge our members of Congress, our senators and congressmen, to fund the border wall. This is when Trump was president, so we wanted that done. Okay, that's fine. 2 weeks before we voted on the resolution urging members of Congress to fund the border wall, our members of Congress, our senators, voted in favor of a spending bill put out by McConnell and Schumer and Pelosi that stripped out funding for Trump's border wall. So they let us down. They completely screwed us over. So now we have a resolution 2 weeks later that says, oh, we urge our members of Congress to fund the border wall. What? They made a joke of it, right? It's all political theater. So I'm supposed to pretend that our senators didn't already completely let us down, didn't completely collapse spinelessly I'm supposed to pretend that that's okay, and we're still urging them, hey, you guys, you should really fund the border wall. I'm not doing that. I will not do that. So, yeah, could I have voted in favor of the resolution? Would it have had any bad effect? No, it wouldn't have. But that's not who I am. I'm not going to play games. I'm not going to give cover to other congressmen or senators who are voting poorly. I'm not.
So that's part of Representative or former Representative Rick Becker talking about the Donker Alliance and their spin job on his voting record.
Pat Darth Finken.
It's sad that, you know, and most people see through this nonsense. Now, we heard yesterday from our good friend Bob Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
Believe what did he say? It was his mother that heard this about Rick Becker and freaked out and thought, oh, no, we can't vote for him.
Yep, exactly right.
Well, you know, and sadly, you can dupe some people that, you know, with this kind of stuff.
Too many people in North Dakota don't pay attention to what's happening with our legislature, our people that we elect to any position within North Dakota. And so they get surprised very easily when something, well, I didn't know that.
Mm.
Well, I voted for him 25 years ago. I should be all right yet. No. But that's,
So anyway, that's the Darker Alliance. And if you got messages on your phone, I just can't believe my cell number's getting out there. But anyway, it's like you said, they can just...
They dial millions of numbers, but they'll hit enough of them that they'll get you.
Hey, coming up in June 11th now is the primary election in the city of Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
We have three people running for mayor.
All right, who are they?
That would be, it's a four-year term. The incumbent, Rick Eckert, is not running.
Okay.
So we have challengers Dean Clear, Shelley Savoda, who is on the city council, and Jeff Soberg.
Mm-hmm.
They are running for the mayorship, if you will.
Okay.
Also, city council, 3 4-year terms.
Three terms, okay.
Three terms, and putting their hat in the ring, Donald Heffer, Gil Steedsman, who was on while he was appointed for a position that previous person resigned from, and Carrie Susag, who is a existing council person as well. So... And then this 1 2-year unexpired term, Gary Kennedy is running for that one.
Oh, okay.
Gary Kennedy. On the park board, 2 4-year terms, only one person has submitted their name. That's Justin Heil. The rest are write-ins. So, interesting. You know, we should get the mayoral candidates. Is that how you say it, mayoral?
I guess so.
Candidates to come on the show, and, you know, one at a time and give us their pitch why they want to be mayor.
Yeah.
So that could be very interesting. June 11th primary coming up. It's 11:51. The program powered by our very good friends at Passat Motors. They are south of the overpass on U.S. 281 in Carrington. Oh, listener email here. Hang on.
All right.
Listener writes, the Darker Alliance won't stop texting me. I guess you're going to have to put a block on the Darker Alliance and Pat Finken.
Yeah, there you go.
What a name, Pat Finken.
Yeah, well, love to work for him.
11:50, you worked for him, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
11:52, late morning markets are coming up from the Ag Central Radio Network. Right now, though, a word from our good friends at Tracy's Market of Pezzadin and Manoc. 11:52 now.